Lynn, we've heard a lot of people around the league in the last 72 hours saying, I'm not surprised about hearing this about the Pats. With that as a given, what does that say about this coach and this organization at this point?
Well, I think the coach is still a Hall of Fame coach, Bob, but as you know, he's not the warmest, fuzziest guy around to a lot of people, certainly not the most beloved figure in the league. And so people have had some perceptions of Bill Belichick through the years, and I think this will only add to those negative perceptions in some quarters.
And how much of the fact that he's not warm and fuzzy, maybe not one of the quote-unquote guys, feeding frenzy here?
Oh, I think that's certainly part of it. I think there's a little bit of piling on going on. And I think the suspicions that this has happened in the past and the Patriots have been party to this in the past is an element here, too.
So the commissioner is going to rule, but certainly the rule that is out in black and white comes from the competition committee. You've had occasion to speak with some members of the competition committee in the last several days about this. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I talked to two members of the committee today, although neither of the co-chairmen, Jeff Fisher of Tennessee and Rich McKay of the Falcons. And remember, Bob, back in March, there was a proposal that was endorsed by the competition committee that would have put a headset in the helmet of one defensive player, the same way the quarterback has a headset. That proposal was voted down. I think it was two votes shy of passing. Look for that to be re-proposed again at the owners' meeting next March, because they feel that will do away with some of these excesses, if indeed you can do away with hand signals to the defensive players.
Calibrate the shock or a gasness, if you will, we should be feeling here from the outside looking in. How much should we be feeling here, really?
You know, Bob, I think inside the league, people are just kind of saying, so what? It goes on. We'd all be naive to think that the New England Patriots are the only team doing this. Outside the game, I think the shock factor is a little bit more, particularly given the organization involved and the stature of the head coach involved.